Do you make a distinction between desire and clinging as the cause of dukkha? Clinging seems more manageable to me. Tanha will happen, will arise, but how I relate to this push and pull can maybe change with practice. But I think we'll say that we'll work with things as they are meaningful for ourselves, so that and it does, it changes. Different areas will look more interesting or attractive or make more sense at different times. And then also I'd actually also sort of thought, I should give a talk about clinging and attachment. That's right, I'm going to do that, and it never manifested. But a ten-day retreat. We talk a lot, but you can only say so much. So that there are some things just never got around to explaining or speaking on as themes. But certainly that aspect of clinging is a really important habit, tendency, a quality that one needs to, and it does. In that sense of being manageable, in that you're starting to recognize more the object of where it's directed towards, whereas sort of the tanha is more an internal experience. So then, that's one way of putting it. But certainly with that upadana, then that clinging, grasping, attachment, one is seeing that what the object that is directed towards, so then one can start relinquishing around that.